This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good Rolex Monday, everybody. I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for April 25th, episode 1413, brought to you by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, horse world.
Monday, Monday, can't trust that day.
I didn't know.
Well, it's your fault, so.
Behind our masks, we're perfectly ordinary people.
And now, our perfectly unordinary host, Jamie Jennings.
Really? Just remember, my friend, that payback can happen.
And Glenn the Geek.
I'd have to get new tights.
Oh my gosh. Dude, you said it was Rolex Monday. Like, holy cow, I'm leaving town on Wednesday.
You better start packing.
I know. And I heard it's going to rain every
day. It's like 80% chance of rain Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Oh, my gosh. Well, so, as long as Saturday's good, I guess we're okay.
It's supposed to cool off a little then for Saturday. But it's supposed to be perfect weather for the horses. On Saturday, it's supposed to be 70 degrees and only like a 20% chance of rain. So 70 degrees, that's perfect for the horses.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. I can't wait. Like, I had a horse show yesterday, so I've been gearing up towards that. And then once I got home yesterday, I'm like, okay, guys, time to switch gears.
Time to
boom,
pack.
We're going to Rolex. I got laundry. It's like four loads of laundry. Unfortunately, in my house, that means I have about 16 left to do. But I got four done.
We're leaving tomorrow. We decided to leave a day early and stop in Chattanooga on the way up for a little bit. So we got to get everything, all the show stuff done today, all the packing of equipment, all the.
Oh my God, you're stressing me out.
I know. It's like, well, you want to call it a day, or do we have any guests? Can we just call it a day and get?
Yes, we have a guest. We're going to talk to Bunny Sexton. You want to talk about stress? She's actually riding in Rolex. So yes. we need to at least talk to her. Let's hear what real pressure is. We're traveling there. She's actually riding in it.
Before we get to Jennifer, I wanted to say I wanted to give a shout out. We don't do these usually as daily winnies, so I wanted to give a shout out to Allie Saxon. We had her scheduled to come on this morning, and Allie's a young rider, and she was so excited to be going. She's also a Bates rider. She rides in Bates saddles for all three phases. So we were going to have her on this morning. She was going to come on at 10:15. She was so excited. She's driving down from Pennsylvania to Lexington with her dad. She was going to make sure she could talk on the phone. And then I got a message from her at 6 o'clock this morning that her horse came up lame.
Oh, my
gosh.
With
soft tissue injury. So, I mean, it's so... And I asked her, I said, well, do you still want to be on? And she said, not unless you want a blubbering. Basically, if you want a bit of blubbering and crying, she said, oh, come on. I said, no, don't do that to yourself. So
she was slated to ride in Rolex and yes. Just before she loaded her horse.
Yes. Soft tissue injury. So,
oh my gosh.
So we wish her, you know, the best. She's still going to be there and she's still doing, I think it's 9:30 Friday morning. She's doing a course walk for Bates and she'll be doing a course walk. So if you want to catch that, you can. But she'll still be there. And she said she'll try and join us on one of our shows while we're there. So.
Oh, I just give her a hug.
I know. Oh. She worked so hard for this and she's a young rider, upcoming rider, and you know, we're got this horse to the level he is and our best to her.
For sure. Well, Jennifer, what is coming up on today's show?
Coming up on today's Omega Alpha Equine Monday edition. As previously mentioned, California eventer Bunny Sexton is going to stop by and chat about her second run at Rolex that's coming up in just 3 days. And the Wacky World of Horse Nation has the laugh track for the week queued up. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Okay, daily winning time. Well, my daily winning goes out to everyone who gave me a happy birthday yesterday. That I don't... I can't say thank you to everybody because there were too many of them. But thank you so much. And thank you to all the auditors who saw fit to make memes and to post about 1,000 different memes. And I appreciate all the ones that had minions in them because everybody knows how I love minions. So thank you to everybody for that. There were some very nice posts in there. I appreciate it.
Get the button ready. Get the sound, the happy birthday sound ready. Okay. Next Daily Winnie.
Okay.
Can't give a Daily Winnie about your birthday and not let me go first. Happy birthday, Buzz. Congratulations. Thank you. Made it through another year. Yes. I'm still old.
I'm 54. Next year, I'm going to be 55.
Gosh, it just must hurt being you.
It
must hurt all the time.
Some days worse than others.
Well, Chili and I wanted to say this.
Okay.
No.
Thanks, Chili.
That was not Chili.
Oh, that wasn't Chili?
No.
Oh, then I have the... I thought we changed Chili out in favor of something else.
You did not discuss that with me?
The whole plan originally. I don't know what's in there, to be honest with you.
That was nothing.
But
that
you
was
know
the,
what?
That was the panic well, torch.
Here, hold up.
Wait. There, Chili.
I gave Chili an all-over body massage yesterday. Oh, my God. It was so cute. So I'm feeling a little close to Chili right now. Terrible Winnie aside. He's kind of my special little boy right now. So we wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Nigel has the loudest Winnie we have ever heard.
Oh, I got to get a copy. I want to hear it.
We're going to have to get it. And all we have to do is take Scooter away. All of a sudden, he thinks Scooter's the best thing ever, even though Scooter tries to eat him. But Nigel just, oh, my God, you can hear it 2 blocks away. It's the loudest Winnie. It's incredible. I've never heard one that loud. Nice. Let's do this. Let's go over. I want to hear about your horse show. And then I got a story to tell you about what we did on our birthday. Let's go over first what's going on at Rolex, because we have a lot of listeners going, I know, and some for the first time. So let's review this. And for everybody staying home, we're going to review that too. So we are doing 2 shows. They're going to be recorded, but put out immediately after. We can't do them live. We do not have a reliable enough internet connection. And believe me, when you put 25 to 50,000 people on that grounds, your phone connection ain't great either. So it's just not reliable. So we're going to record it and then immediately upload it and put it out on the feed, on the app and on iTunes and all on the website and all of that. So we'll have that for you. That will be done on Friday morning. We're going to be recording. If you're at the park and want to come over and hang out with us while we're recording the show, we would love that too. We're going to be recording 9 o'clock Friday morning, and where we're located is in the building that has the indoor arena with all of the trade fair stands and all the trade fair stuff. It's the old indoor arena. You'll find it. It's the place where all the shopping is. We are located on the mezzanine, the top level, on the left as you walk in the building from the front. It's more toward the Kentucky Horse Park side than the side that has all the Rolex stuff.
And it's not really on the top level, and it's not on the bottom. It's like on the top level, but you take some stairs down. And we're right at the 50-yard line.
We're hoping to put a table on the top level. We're hoping.
That's right.
That's what we're hoping to do. But you'll see us over there. That's kind of where we're located, and we'll be recording there 9 o'clock on Friday morning and 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. And we'd love for you to stop by if, you know, our listeners, auditors, whoever, please stop by and say hi. And then, so those shows will come out for you on Friday and Sunday on the feed. That's for everybody not joining us. If you are joining us, then don't forget a half an hour before the start of cross country, which usually is 10 o'clock, but maybe earlier this year with all the rides, they'll announce that. So half an hour before the start of cross country, Saturday morning at jump number 1. That's where we'll meet and we'll wander around, and then we'll kind of re-meet up at 2 p.m. at the Eventing Nation tailgate. And I'm hoping I'll post on Facebook once we figure out where that is. We'll post that on Facebook where the Eventing Nation tailgate. Maybe we can ask her today. Maybe she'll have a better idea too, Leslie.
So, well, seven more horses were withdrawn too.
So we're down to 80?
Down to 77,
which is still a big field. I remember going years when there were 40. You know, that's a big field. We'll, and a couple more of those will withdraw, unfortunately, before start too. But that's our schedule while we're there. We're hoping to meet up with everybody and to see you. And also to play some trivia and hand out surprises at 2 o'clock at the Eventing Nation booth.
Yeah, we'll be there. That's exciting.
Okay, cool.
I'm so excited.
All right, I can tell. Now, one other piece of good news is that I heard from our app developer over the weekend, and he has figured out how to put the live shows on the app.
Oh, my gosh. How exciting.
People will be able to listen to Horses in the Morning on the app. Now, what he has done is he submitted it to iTunes for approval. So iTunes usually takes about a week. Once we get approval on that, it'll start to roll out updates to your phones. And then the Android should go in by the end of this week for approval. So in a couple of weeks, we'll have them all out there. The new show that we have, the Rodeo Marketing Show, will be on there. And then the live feed will be on there as well. We're also taking a look. It was a suggestion of one of the auditors that to have push notifications, and he's working on that to see if that's possible. So what that means is, like 10 minutes before, 5 minutes before we go live, there would be a notification sent to your phone that would warn you that we're going live. The hard part about that is it's easy for the morning show, not so easy for special events. So we're working on how that would work. But that's
bigger brain stuff than I would even know.
Yeah,
how to do.
You know what? Like, I think that the guy we have is kind of a medium to good brain, but not, you know, if some of this is new for him, how to do that stuff. So he's working on it. But
I won't tell him you said that.
No, he'll admit that.
this all sounds expensive too. I don't even want to know.
So we're hoping to get that done. You know, once Mixlr changed their program, it was Mixlr, our live feed, that changed that allowed us to do this. So now we're so happy that you'd be able to stream live. Now, the one thing I will warn you about is it does use your bandwidth when you stream live. So that is a warning. Keep that in mind. It's like if you're streaming music through Pandora or something, that uses your bandwidth. Same here. If you are on Wi-Fi, if you're at home and you're getting it through your Wi-Fi or work or whatever, then it's not a problem. So just keep that in mind.
Blah, 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 blah.
The good news is people have another way to listen to our live show.
That's awesome. Very cool.
That's the good news. Now, you went to a show. I saw all kinds of pictures of you yesterday with your new Mustang Zeus there. Well, how exciting.
How stinking cute is that horse? Oh, my gosh. You know, I didn't know what to expect. This is up at Carefree Farms. They do a jumper derby. They have a cross-country course, and so they'll do, you know, in your division, there's like two jumper classes and then a jumper derby, which is the jumps, and then you go out and you do like three or four show jumps and you gallop straight out to cross-country and it's all combined. Obviously, Zeus and I did not do that. He just did the baby cross rails. I figured since it was my ninth time ever riding the horse, that cross rails was probably as high as we needed to go.
A wise move.
I thought you'd be proud of me.
Well, you want your first time to be very successful. So.
Well, I told the girls this too, because Edward's owner, new owner, took him for the first time to a show, and she jumps consistently 2.6 at home, and I just said, you know, your first show needs to be a good experience for you and the horse. So I made her ride in 2 foot, and she was mad at me, but then she was fine afterwards.
Funny how that works.
I know. It's like I was right or something. Yeah. I said,
after
you know,
get their ribbons, they're all happy.
Yeah, exactly. I said, the jumps need to be the least of your worries when you go to your first show. And so that is kind of what I subscribe to with Zeus. You know, I've jumped bigger cross rails at home and some little verticals and stuff with him. But these were tiny little cross rails. And turns out, you don't know what's going to happen when you unload a new horse off of a trailer at a new place. And I don't know him that well. So you just never know what to expect. So he unloads and he was pretty excited.
The question is, did he load?
Oh my gosh. This horse has been in a trailer one other time. As far as a happy fun loading, I don't know how he was loaded in the past, but usually BLM people load them, you know, with like shucks, you know,
20 other horses,
cattle prods, 20 horses,
they go through a chute and onto the trailer.
So he loaded very well when I was leaving the prison. And so I didn't know what he was going to do, and I didn't practice. I was one of those terrible people that goes, I don't know why I wouldn't load. And you're like pulling him in the trailer because you got to go. So I just gave him some time and let him sniff it, and he jumped in. Just jumped in. Like, no problem. He's just such a plucky little horse. So he loads, no problem. He unloads, no problem. He was a little excited, so I just took him for a walk. And, you know, I try not to tie them to the trailer too much because I feel like it's just, you're just itching for trouble. If there's a stall to rent, rent a stall. You know, so this day pens were like 10 bucks. So I put him in a stall and put Edward and Joey in stalls too. And they were happy all day. And I think I've figured it out. What these Mustangs are all about. You know, nobody, I took Edward to horse shows or Jet to horse shows, and they get out of the trailer and they're freaking out because, oh my God, something's going to happen. You know, these Mustangs, Zeus and Thor too, got out of the trailer and they're like, where are we? What are we doing? Okay. You know, nobody's lied to them.
They're going, hey, here's a stall. This is better than the rock I was living under.
they have no expectations. None.
Right.
There's no expectation that this is going to be stressful. There's no expectation that this is going to make them nervous. That's going to be terrible. It's going to be bad. They have they're a blank slate. And I feel like my job is just to make sure that everything for this horse is happy and positive. Same with Thor. You know, like, just don't screw him up. That's kind of my motto with this horse and with Thor too. It's like, just don't screw him up and they will be just fine. And when I got on him, I rode him around. He's like, we're just riding around again. He has no idea that he's at a horse show. He has no idea that, you know, and that's the rider's job is to channel that. I call it like my inner Monty Roberts, like just no adrenaline. No, you just keep breathing. Just stay calm. And then he's not going to know that you're about to get judged for everything. Because even if you're doing jumpers, people are still judging you on the side of the arena. I mean, really, let's be realistic.
You're not supposed to really think about that much. But
come on. So tell me about this horse. What's the... And then they're like, he moves a lot better. He's nicer than your other Mustang. Like, my poor little redheaded stepchild now, Thor. people are so judgy.
All horses have a purpose in life.
Exactly. And so I just feel like he is such a blank slate, and he just kind of does whatever you tell him to do as long as it's fair. And it was just really, really fun. And he just had a great attitude. There were a couple times he just didn't quite jump him. We had two classes, and I do want to point out that we got first place in both. He did knock over some rails, and we trotted the first course, and then we cantered the second course, and he knocked over rails, one fence in each one, just kind of because he forgot to jump. I would also like to point out that we were the only people in the class.
I was wondering about that when I saw the blue ribbons.
I don't care. It should be blue. Your first show being blue is so cool. And I got a gift certificate to a local tack shop for coming in first. They were like, and in the Laura who handed me the ribbon, she was like, you don't have to tell anybody. So it was so fun. It was really, really a great day.
You knew I was going to ask, right? I mean, you knew it.
I had to stop you because I just cut you off. But it was really, really fun. He's such a plucky, fun little guy. Then I took him out and I asked if I could go out and run around cross country a little bit, you know, just in the water jump. And I ended up taking him up and down the banks too. And I realized he's never seen water. He is a facility-born Mustang. Thor did not care. Walked right in, blah, no problem. Zeus goes up to the water, and he looks at it like, oh my God, what is this? It's going to kill me. I'm like, you're a Mustang. Oh, you've never had to cross water or drink out of a stream. So because his mom, pregnant, was captured. So he was born in the facility. So he's never run wild. So there are distinct differences between him and Thor in that capacity. They still both are very honest horses, but really nothing bothers Thor. Zeus still takes a second to look. And he looked at that water and was like, no, no, it's, I'm going to die. Of course, in 2 minutes, he's cantering in and out of it like no problem because nobody's lied to him. Nobody's done anything bad to him. He just needed a moment, and I gave him a moment, and I was super patient with him. And it's making me a better trainer and a better rider to have these horses because I just don't rush anything. You just have to slow down a little bit. You have to slow down on the getting them in water, getting them in the trailer. Have less expectations for what they're going to do. Understand that hosing this horse off. You take for granted that a horse has been hosed off before. These horses have never been hosed off. So you have to go slower and let them see everything. And it's made me, I feel like, such a more patient rider and patient trainer. Oh my gosh, everybody get a Mustang. It's so fun. There you go. So
fun. And patience is not a strong suit for you or I, either one of us.
No, but I'm learning it. It's just, I feel like a different person out there. I really do. I just feel like I'm just like more zen. Of course, I'm still taking a horse to a horse show on his eighth ride or whatever, but
you're ambitious, yeah. Zen. Yeah. That's the difference.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Jen. I'm ambitious zen. But it was a fun.
And you didn't enter him in the 2 foot class. I mean,
oh
you
my
entered
gosh.
Him in baby cross rails.
And the worst is my husband who's standing outside going, bang. These are like nothing to him. Come on, raise it up. Jump higher. I'm like, you are the worst influence ever. Because of course I wanted to do that, but why stress him out? Why make him nervous? Because when he first started jumping, he would kind of grind his teeth a little bit. Like, I'm not sure about this. Now he's totally fine because everything was happy and positive. And I definitely feel like I'm becoming a better rider because of horses like him and Thor. You know, Thor has distinct challenges. This horse, he's just kind of like point and shoot, but don't do it in a way that's gonna stress him out because he can't get nervous. But just be patient. Love is patient. Love is kind. I don't know any more of that. Sorry.
I wish I had hippie music right now. Let's see. Are you going to show up in tie-dyed t-shirts?
Do you want me to sing?
Are you going
to
show up in tie-dyed t-shirts?
I'll sing some Indigo Girls.
In a van.
Yeah. Smoking weed.
Smoking weed. We'll see you coming. on the back will be written Rolex or bust. You know, the whole thing. Tin cans.
Like when people write just married, I'll have Rolex or bust.
That's right.
Dude. Yeah.
I'm happy for you. That's terrific.
Thank you. Enough about me. Talk to me about your birthday. Yesterday was your birthday, and I saw you guys just do the weirdest stuff, like Segway tours, and yesterday you went on an airboat
ride.
Yeah,
but we've lived in Florida for almost 4 years and haven't done an airboat ride. Airboat rides That's down true. Here, it's like mandatory. You have to take an airboat
I didn't
ride.
Even know that
oh,
they
there's
did
hundreds
airboat
of
rides.
Airboat ride places. I mean, really? They're everywhere. We went to Tom and Jerry's airboat rides. Yes, it's Tom and Jerry's airboat rides. So we get there, and this boat seats like 20 people. So it's a pretty good size airboat. And airboats are very loud. You know, they're very loud.
Glenn, explain what an airboat is for folks who might not live in swampy areas of the world.
I didn't know anybody would know. Okay,
I think I played one on a video game one time.
So picture a flat boat with seats in it for us. And then in the back of the boat, sitting above us, is a captain. And behind him is a huge engine. And the engine drives this fan, this big propeller fan that probably is 6 feet across. And so he revs up that engine, which is probably a Chrysler engine. It's big, like an 8-cylinder engine. And he revs that up and that fan gets going. And it's the fan that pushes you across the water because the boat's flat bottomed. And I'll tell you why the boat is flat bottomed in a minute. But you can get going pretty good speeds, probably 30 knots with these fan-driven boats. But it's a freaking engine sitting right behind you, so it's loud. And
it's a big fan-type thing.
It's a big fan, and it pushes you along with the big fan. The only way they can steer is there's flaps behind the fan at the back of the boat, these flaps. And they turn the flaps, and that turns the boat. Chad would understand that. They do the similar thing in an airplane, right? So he's turning the flaps, and that's what turns the boat. So these boats have no brakes. You can't stop them because you can't go in reverse. You can't reverse it either. So there's no reverse and no brakes, but it's the only way to get around in swamps because there's also no clearance in the water. Some of this water we were going in, what did he say? That lake is 4,500 acres and the deepest part's 4 feet. The deepest 4,500 acre lake. And the rest of it outside the lake is all swamp. It's all trees and swamp and all this undergrowth.
Mosquitoes, alligators.
Miles and miles of smoosh. Yeah.
Yes. And the object is to go out and see alligators. And we did see a number of alligators on the trip out. So we're looking forward to this. This is going to be fun. And the boat is full. There's 20 people in the boat. And the two women sitting behind us, this is 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We're already drunk. And they had a six pack along.
Okay. Question. Is there a bathroom on the boat?
No, no bathroom on the boat. And we're out for about an hour. So not only do they have a six pack along, and they're already drunk and kind of loud and very redneck, very redneck. So we got drunk, redneck, 50-year-old women behind us who also had the loudest bags of popcorn or something. Now, we're on an airboat ride. It's going about 30 miles an hour at times. And they're back there drinking and talking. Let me just say it was not a peaceful airboat ride because there are points where they stop in the middle of the swamp. And you're, you know, surrounded by trees and it's beautiful and there's alligators and there's turtles and there's birds.
And
of
there's
all kinds.
Redneck women talking and chomping and drinking God. And burping and farting.
So they would turn the engine off and it would be perfectly still except for these women.
Oh, my gosh. That sucks. They should give you credit to come on another ride.
It did suck. I almost asked. We determined that if we ever do that again, you can rent airboats that have like 4 seats. You can go out with ones that have 4 seats and then maybe just get some friends to go along and just be the four of us. It kind of took some of the fun out of it. Now, it was still interesting to see, you know, this world that is unbelievable in the swamps. But would have been better without the redneck women.
I've been on things where you're like, you are the guy. You're that guy.
Yes.
You're that guy nobody likes.
They were those two that nobody liked. And they just didn't stop. You know, it was just, it's like, why did they even take the ride? You know, it was, I don't know why they even took the ride. They didn't pay attention.
What were they talking about?
Oh, just the stupid, mostly about drinking was what they were talking about. What, right, Jennifer?
There were a large number of references which prompted one of the members of that drunken party to say, there are kids on board.
Yes.
Was that kind of conversation?
Yeah, it was interesting. Yeah.
Were there kids on board?
Yes.
This is getting worse. I'd chuck them out and be like, gators.
I was surprised. You know, I think what happened is the captain decided that he's already out there. What's he going to do, right? So he decided if I pick a fight with him, it's going to get worse. So I just ignore him. And that's pretty much what he did. And then when you were going, when he cranked up the engine and you were going fast, you couldn't hear him anyway. It was so loud. But the quiet times would have been much nicer had it been quiet.
Oh my gosh, Jen, how did you not say something? That would have been tough.
Yeah,
that
you would have had a tough time.
Yeah, I would have said something. I'd been like, you need to, you know, we all paid to be here. I will push you in the water, feed you to an alligator.
Yeah. I don't know. Jen didn't. She was good. She didn't say anything. I put on the headsets they had just so to drown them out. It was mostly for them, not the motor. But anyway, I think in a different situation, it would have been more enjoyable than it was.
That's brutal. I'm sorry. And do they just allow people to bring booze on this thing?
Apparently, yes. I was surprised at that, too. I was surprised they were allowed to bring food. Because, you know, they make some sharp turns. They try and get you wet. I mean, that's part of what they do is they try and get you wet. And we did get a little wet. But so I was surprised they were allowed to bring drinks or food. And then I got another funny story here. And we get to our commercial.
I'm confused real quick about the seating. There's seats with like seatbelts.
Like
I was kind of expecting
no
like a pontoon boat.
No seatbelts. It's kind of like a pontoon boat. Only, yeah, it's flat bottom like a pontoon boat. And then
how
they
do you not get bucked
seating.
Off? Like, you know?
Yeah, just they didn't. I mean, the guy's really good driving it.
whatever. I don't go on boats.
So then I guess one other quick thing, and we'll get to our commercial because our guest is coming on. But they had two bucket seats in the back sitting beside the driver, the pilot. And these are kind of like the best seats in the house. Well, the one lady sitting there who might have been a little bit overweight. The one lady sitting there, all of a sudden, right as we're stopping at one point, her seat breaks. It actually broke. And she fell to the floor. It's lucky she didn't fall out the boat. She actually fell to the floor. The pilot was really concerned about that. Must have asked her 50 times she was okay. And she was. But it's lucky she didn't fall out like where the alligators were.
She was probably super embarrassed.
Oh, she was super embarrassed. And, you know, fortunately, there was one other seat she could sit in. But, yeah, it was quite an adventure.
Well, happy birthday, boss. I hope
I had a story to tell. Aren't you proud?
Yay! I am proud of you. I am proud.
Guess who we're going to see this weekend? Omega Alpha is going to be there. Our friend Jeff from Omega Alpha is going to be at Rolex. So you're going to want to stop by if you're coming to Rolex. Say hi to Jeff and say hi to the whole gang who was ever there at Omega Alpha. Tell them that you heard about him here on the Horse Radio Network. We'd appreciate that. And Jeff, if you ask nicely and smile pretty, he's been known to give out samples before. I don't know if they're going to have samples, but you might want to stop by the booth because they were giving out samples last time we were there.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is they want people, their first priority is making people's horses healthy and helping people out. And if you have a problem, go talk to him about it and see what he says. See what he knows those products inside and out. He's a total wealth of knowledge. I go up to him and I'm like, hey, my horse has this. And he's like, oh, well, here's what you need to fix that. So obviously Dr. Cheng is the same way. They believe in their products and so do we. So just so you know, yesterday was Hannah, Edward's new owner's first horse show. So what did I have to do? Soon as he got off the trailer, equine chill, baby. Chill Ultra, actually, the paste. He was a dream. He was a dream. And I told her, I was like, just expect him to be super nervous. He gets very anxious at shows. It's your first time. He, just like Jet, just liars. They just make me lie. He was so good, but of course he did have the equine chill on board and, you know, it was just one, he was just wonderful. And I really, really love that product. I love the Chill Ultra paste. Give it to him an hour before you compete or an hour before you're going to get on. In his case, it's just an hour before warm up and then see how it works for you. It worked wonderful for him and he was not nervous at all. And she had a great experience at her first horse show with her first horse.
Terrific. Very good.
Yeah.
OmegaAlphaEquine.com is where you can find it. And coming up next, we have somebody who's going to be, I don't know if she's headed there yet. I think she has, but she's going to be riding this weekend.
Yes, I'm so excited. Bunny Sexton and Rise Against are making their second trip to Rolex, Kentucky. And Bunny, I was lucky enough to have a lesson with Bunny last summer while I was staying at Monty Roberts' place. I took Edward over to her place, Shepherd Ranch, and had a wonderful time. And I really love her. And Bunny is on the phone with us. Good morning, Bunny. Uh-oh.
I think she's on the phone.
Bunny, are you there?
Oh. Yeah, you just cut out for a second there. You were talking about bringing Edward over for your cross-country lesson, and then it went dead. I'm like, oh, no, what just happened?
Oh, I said only nice things, I swear.
No problem. It was fun, so I imagine.
Well, how are you?
I hear there's a birthday in your studio.
Oh, yes, Glenn's birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Glenn.
Thank you, Bunny.
Are you going to sing?
Don't sing. No, you don't have to sing. It's okay. Because then Jamie will start singing, and then
no, I won't.
Wants that.
I'm not singing.
Okay,
I'm not
good,
singing
good,
at
good.
This point.
Appreciate that.
Well, congratulations, Bunny, on making it to another year at Rolex Kentucky. I know that you flew Echo from California to Kentucky, and you're in Kentucky now, and you're at another barn. I think it's Three Day Farms.
Tanya Davis's place. Yeah, it's just so relaxing for him because they have big, big turnouts for him. And at 17 years old, you know, I toyed with driving him, but it just, he's such a bad eater on the road and he doesn't drink well on the road, no matter what he gets. So it was the only thing I could do that really ensured that he got here in top form. And he just loves it here. I mean, he walked in the barn and you could see he just took a deep sigh of relief. He just loves it here. Oscar barn is just, you know, windows everywhere in the stalls. He just feels so at home here.
Was that his first time flying?
No, we've come back east 3 times now, and he's flown each time.
How does he do?
So he does really well. I mean, the way they load him on a ramp, and they put him in just like in a commercial van. And so I imagine it's very similar to when he was on the track. You know, it's very similar to the way they go onto the horse boxes. And his very first time, he was the last horse on, and it was a huge packed plane for the Derby. And he was the last horse on, and he started to pull back, and the big guys behind him just pushed on his butt, and he went in, and he just romps right on. So he's very secure and happy.
That's wonderful. And are you making your way over to the horse park today?
We are. I've got a young lady that's helping me that also is a manager at a restaurant, and so we were working kind of around her schedule. And I just wanted to get there before everything was completely locked down, because I've got a torn meniscus, and I don't really want to be hauling big trunks a long distance. And once they shut everything, put the locked fence around, you have to haul everything in through a little gate. So we wanted to get there before everything was locked down, and it just worked for her schedule that we do it today, this afternoon.
Now, I am not a doctor, so talk to me about what a torn meniscus is, and that is an adventure for you right there, Glenn. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no. You know, the funny thing is, I don't even exactly know how it happened. What it is a meniscus is a pad inside between the bones in your knee, and it cushions the joint from impact. And the first one I did was on the other side, and it was years ago. I was messing around with my 20-some-odd-year-old son, and I went down a fireman pole on a playground and landed, and my knee went right into the pole and displaced my kneecap. So that was an obvious injury.
Ew.
But even so, I went to an orthopedist, and because I asked him about horse meds, like glucosamine, would that help? He turned to his assistant and said, "This lady's been on the internet. She's just got arthritis. She's a rider," and sent me away. Well, 8 months later, I got another orthopedist who MRI'd it, and I had to have surgery on my right knee. So probably I was just compensating on my left knee all these years. And so at Christmas time, I woke up with a big left knee, and I just have, it's a tear in the cushion of your kneecap. So walking is really hard. Luckily, riding is not in the bent position. It's quite happy. It's on the inside portion of the knee. And so, you know, anytime I hit uneven ground, it gets irritated and the knee just gets full of fluid. So
okay,
I just do my physical therapy and tape it.
You don't need the inside of your knee when you're riding. What?
Yeah, it's interesting because I would have assumed it really would have hurt. The other one got to the point where it hurt terribly because it went 6 months without treatment. And that's what sent me to another orthopedist. This one just swelled up and had a little bite feeling, but they had thought it was arthritis under the kneecap until I went to physical therapy. And just with some interesting stretching exercises, I've got really good flexibility in all my hamstrings until you isolate just behind the knee. And there I'm extremely tight from galloping position. And what that does is it pulls my kneecap to the outside and it doesn't stay in the groove. So just physical therapy to get my kneecap centered has been amazing. I mean, it's done more than anything. And so they think I might not even need surgery after Rolex, which was a huge deal to me. I mean, there's a jumper out. Somebody big just tore meniscus on the jumper circuit, and you're only out for like 4 weeks. But 4 weeks is a lot when you have, you know, I've got 10 horses at home that I haven't been paying attention to because I've been paying attention to Echo. So, you know, I'd rather not have time out.
So we know you're lame. Hopefully Echo's gonna take care of you.
Echo's amazing.
Okay. Good. So what's the prep like and leading up to Rolex?
Leading up to Rolex, we were mostly, you know, his big bugaboo is that he overthinks the dressage and gets hysterical in the middle of tests. And we did a lot of acupuncture because it turns out he had a lot of soreness just in his muscles over his back from all the fitness work. And so that has actually done the most good of anything. He's suddenly eating well. He's suddenly drinking well, just getting the muscles to release in his back. And so he's just doing a lot of long and low to get him stretched and relaxed. And I'm not going to, you know, I got him at 12. I'm not going to completely be able to remake our dressage, but I'm hoping that the improvement and connection in the trot work and getting him quieter about his changes will hopefully incrementally improve the dressage test. Plus, he doesn't know the test, which is very helpful.
Oh, he really? He's a guesser?
Oh, my gosh. That's the biggest part is once he's done tests, even if it was the year before, he knows all the CCI 3-star tests. And so I'll be doing the serpentines at Counter Canter, which are a no-brainer for him, but he'll start running sideways in them because he knows the change is coming. Then he'll completely blow the Counter Canter move and then put in a change that's basically decent. And then, you know, he won't walk because he knows the counter is coming. Silly things like that. So I really have to be careful not to practice the entire test.
See, it doesn't pay to have a smart horse, does it, Bunny? Doesn't pay to have a smart horse.
Well, you know what, though? I would not trade it for the way he can get out of trouble cross country. So, you know, I mean, for someone who started being 4-stars in my 50s, I'll take a few points off in dressage for safety cross country because he is just smart as a whip.
And so last year you were, and forgive me for using this term, but you were basically the most senior Rolex rookie in history. Like, that's awesome.
Really, you know, that, you know, and it kind of surprises me because I never really paid attention to that. I just knew that I had stuff to do at home, and I kind of, you know, as we spoke about before, I had been told with my first advanced horse off the track thoroughbred, you know, in my 30s, I was told you should go to Europe now. This is your time. And it wasn't my time because my family needed me. And it's just the way it went. And I didn't do young riders. I didn't have a support group that would kind of guide me that way. So it just didn't occur to me that this was something that everybody can do if they do the right work. And all my horses went basically through 2-star, and I started them all myself. So it's not like I was just sitting at home doing nothing. And I think it surprised me that people acted like this is just someone from nowhere, because you're doing, you know, when you break a horse from off the track to 2-star, you're doing a lot. I had crossbred Percherons, I had thoroughbreds, I had everything known to man. But it didn't really occur to me that I would be the oldest female rookie. So it was kind of cool because it empowered a lot of women to do it that otherwise thought, you know, I've had kids. They said, I'm 25 and I can't do it anymore. I'm like, oh my goodness. You guys need to take a second thought about this because as long as, you know, you're following a training regime that is sensible and smart and you don't skip steps, it's right there. You know, it's not like magic. It's good schooling, a really intelligent athletic horse, and you have to do your homework.
I love that. I love that because you're right. It is, you came out of there. You didn't come out of nowhere. You've been there forever. I mean, my gosh, you have such an impeccable career and long career in eventing. And then you just, you know, finally got the horse to take you to Rolex. And he's such a
Well, and my kids were off in college.
I mean, 4 kids,
when kids
guys.
Off to college, it's time to do new things.
Are they going to be there, or any of your kids going to be there, Bunny?
You know, my daughter will do the jogging for me because even though I'm sound walking right now, I don't know how she has actually gotten me quite sound. I don't know that I can do that and walk the course.
Bunny, let's clarify for the listeners that the vet does not look at you, so it's just your horse.
No, they do not. Okay, but if you're running alongside a horse and you're limping, as I have been for years because I've had knee after knee, it just makes the horse look odd too. And my daughter, bless her soul, you know, she's just graduating college in a month, and so she is sound. I also have a wonderful groom who may be my jogger if my daughter's flight is late, because my daughter is not coming until Wednesday morning. So we're all prepared to have someone with better legs than me jog my horse.
But I think that you've just passed it up, because I know that Rise Against, or Echo as he's known around the barn, can be a little bit exciting to jog.
You know, he can, although he's not one, you know, a lot of those horses buck and play around like that. It's not that so much as he's just very energetic and likes to extend the trot. And when you have bad knees, that can be very challenging. Yeah. And they like to see them on a loose rein to prove you're not holding their head steady. And so if I drop the reins like I always do at the end so that they can see I'm not trying to cover anything, he goes even faster, and I'm left kind of back by his hip, which is not very professional.
Well, good. I'm glad
my daughter's like, Yes, my daughter's a good 4 inches taller than me, so she will probably make it look easy.
That's so great. Well, I'm so excited for you. Just know that we are all pulling for you and all cheering for you, and you've done a wonderful job empowering women. I know that sounds weird, but you know, you're just riding with you was, you're just so positive and encouraging and happy. And I just really loved being around that. And who doesn't love being around spirit like that? So we're all cheering for you. We're all pulling for you. And we
thank
wish
you so much, Jamie.
Best. We wish you the best.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure being on.
Thanks.
Well,
Penny.
We'll be there. So we'll be cheering you on.
Okay, we'll see you there.
All right.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye, bunny.
I think she was riding her horse at that moment, actually.
Well, that's that Kentucky wind, I think.
Yeah.
Rain's a-coming.
Yeah. All week. Well, that's cool. I'm so glad you got her on. She's such a sweetheart, and she's so very nice. And we'll hopefully catch up with her, too, on one of the shows we do from Rolex.
Yeah, she just is. I messaged her on Facebook. I haven't talked to her in a year. And I'm like, hey, I took a lesson with you. Can you come on my radio show? She's like, hey, oh my God, how's Edward? You know, like just that kind of spirit and attitude. She's just really, really sweet.
Cool. 4 kids. I mean, she's out here doing this. How cool is that?
I mean, just it's just amazing.
I don't feel as old now. All right, I have something special for you today.
Okay.
For everybody, actually. Lisa Coulter is a reiner, one of the top reiners in Canada, if not the top reiner in Canada. She was, old-time listeners to the Horse Radio Network will recognize that name because she was our spotlight reiner for the 2010 World Equestrian Games. We followed her leading up to the World Equestrian Games on the show Samantha and I did about the World Equestrian Games. And so we got to know her. We've been friends with her ever since. She's a sweetheart. Just love her. She's very nice. She's very Canadian. Very nice. That's exactly right. And she's a darn good rider, too. But yesterday, she posted about her daughter. And she said her daughter is taking up music. Her daughter's 15 years old. Her name is Clancy. And she's started taking voice lessons. And her voice teacher was so impressed that he actually brought her into a real studio and had her record the song I'm going to play for you next. Now, keep in mind, she's 15, really has had no voice lessons. She's teaching herself, apparently, instruments, piano and guitar and stuff. She's teaching herself. She loves music. And I think you're all going to be very impressed with this song. So this is Clancy Coulter, Lisa Coulter's daughter.
That's the best name ever.
It is. It actually would be a good celebrity or a good singer name, right?
That's from the Clancy. Man from Snowy River, Glenn,
Clancy
if you'd
Coulter.
Ever watched it.
Sounds Clancy. Like a famous singer name, Clancy Coulter.
That Coming is good.
Up. I am done smoking gun. We've lost it all. The love is gone. She has won. Now it's no fun. We've lost it all. The love is gone. You couldn't keep your hands to yourself. I feel like our world's been infected, and so. Change. lost the fight. And we have magic, and this is tragic. You couldn't keep your hands to yourself.
Are you kidding me?
She's 15.
Okay, that girl's never riding a horse. You are not allowed to ride horses like your mother. You
she apparently
are gonna,
doesn't want to.
You are going to go to The Voice, and you are going to try out, and you are going to win the show. That was, like, I almost cried. And I'm just sitting here, like, not even 7 in the morning.
I know there's a video to go with that, and I'm going to post it on Horses in the Morning. And the video is just her in the studio, but you realize looking at her that she's 15. I mean, and looking at that voice come out of that girl, it just, I thought you'd like it. So that's why I thought I'd share it with you.
That was beautiful.
Good
that
job.
That was so
Clancy.
Good. Oh my gosh.
We're gonna get her, I'm going to try and get her on the show here. Apparently she really wants to be in entertainment and things. So I said, well, when we have a minute, we're going to get her on the show and we're going to say hi to her. And, you know, if she's anywhere as half as nice as her mom, I think she's going to go places. But now keep in mind, she's just started taking singing lessons.
So. No, that's ridiculous. She substituted somebody else's voice in. That just cannot be. I mean, it's like the teacher's like, okay, you're going to have to teach me how to sing like that.
I don't know a lot about songs, but I don't imagine that that's an easy one to sing.
I can try.
No, that's okay. We really don't have
to. No, that sounded really hard to sing.
Yes.
I mean, from my singing experience and, you know, open mic nights in Atlanta. I mean,
those rhymes are in the actual, who did the original of that?
I have no idea. I've never heard that song. It was beautiful.
Really? I think the runs like she did are in the original. And, you know, runs are the hardest thing to make right. And I'm only saying all of this from my 15 years of watching American Idol.
I was going to say, you're sounding like you know what you're talking about, but it's tell everybody it's totally American
Idol.
Yeah,
it's totally American Idol.
And mine is The Voice. Like, girl, you just put your personality into that song and you can just really see your spirit shine through. Like, that's The Voice.
Well, and you when you watch the video of her singing it, you can tell that, you know, she is into this song. And that's one of the things, remember? They always say in American Idol and The Voice.
You really connected with it.
Yeah, you weren't feeling the emotion on this song. We just weren't feeling it, you know?
See, and boy, on The Voice, they say positive, happy things.
Yes.
That's what I'm still about.
They don't do Simon on The Voice?
No, everybody's really positive. And I could be like, that was terrible. And they'd be like, that was so good. Good job. You know, so nobody's going to be mean on The Voice. And that's why I like the show, I think. But that was so good. I mean, they wouldn't have anything to be mean about. Okay, let's enough about that. We're not getting paid to talk about this girl.
we'll sign her today.
Yeah,
we don't pay anything, Clancy, but we'll play your songs.
And that's like the best name, Clancy Coulter. Oh,
I know.
Awesome.
It is a good celebrity name. She could, eventually she could just be Clancy. She wouldn't need two names. Look, we already have her a celebrity. She's 15. All right, let's do this. Let's hear from our sponsor for this half hour, Smooth Stride. And then we're coming back. You should be getting Smooth Stride soon, by the way. So we're getting you some. So you can get to try them on, too. But when we come back, Leslie with the Wacky World of Horses is going to be on. And she did say, I don't know what to talk about. I'm thinking about nothing but Rolex. So you might want to look around Horse Nation and see if anything strikes your fancy, Jamie.
Because, okay.
She was pretty much focused on one thing this week, like the rest of us.
Hello, my name is Desiree Johnson. My husband Eric and I own Smooth Stride Riding Jean Company. I wanted to show you the features of my jeans. So here they are. This is what they look like. We've brought the back rise up for proper derriere coverage for when you're bending over in the tack or working with your horse. The front rise is slightly scooped, designed a little bit like a bicycle pant, so when you do bend over, you don't have too much material up too high. And of course, the most important feature is the seamless inside. There's absolutely no seam on the inside of the jeans, just like English riding breeches, except for these are Western bootcut riding jeans. So there's no cross seam. The cross seam in the seat area has been eliminated. Stretch is wonderful for any type of riding work, jumping, dressage. They do not bag out. Nice deep pockets. The waistband, contoured waistband, even with the belt, you don't have any gap, is lined with the micro suede. And of course, the cell phone pocket. The cell phone pocket fits most size phones, just slips right in. I'm not on my phone a lot when I'm around my horses, but if I'm separated, then it is with me. You can wash them, you can dry them. Even our other two styles that have leather, the micro suede is washable and dryable. So this is our jean, Smooth Stride. Thank you.
We want to thank Desiree, too. Not only is she a sponsor, but she's an auditor. She pays to be one of our auditors, and we appreciate her. She's always contributing in the auditor room there, so we appreciate that as well. Well, why don't we go right to Leslie? Hey, Leslie.
Good morning.
From Horse Nation. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good. We're going to be driving through your town next 2 days here.
Oh, that's so exciting.
So we decided, Jamie, to stop in Chattanooga on the way up. And we wrote to Leslie immediately to find out, because she apparently knows everything there is to do in the state of Tennessee. So,
right.
Mostly it was suggestions for bars is mostly what we got suggestions for. But, you know, we'll try and make do with what she sent over. Are you excited? It's Rolex Monday.
I'm so excited. And you'll have to let me know how you guys are stopping in Chattanooga and if you can find somewhere with some good southern food. And specifically, I always recommend chicken waffles, wherever you can get them. Chicken waffles.
Chicken waffles. All right. We'll look for that. We like chicken and waffles, so that's good. Now, you are heading out when? When do you head up?
Tomorrow. I'll be heading up tomorrow. It's just a short short little hop skip up the interstate.
I'm in Knoxville. It's a couple hours for you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2.5 hours. Easy peasy. Awesome.
And you know what? Have they opened 75 again? It's no longer closed from a rock slide?
I don't know.
Have.
I live
I
under the
rock. When I went up for Road to the Horse, which is the only road, right? Uh-huh. Going from Tennessee into Lexington, it's Route 75. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, it's interesting. When we get on the highway here in Ocala, we don't get off till we get to our hotel in Lexington. We're on 75 the entire way.
Wow.
We never get off the road, except in Atlanta when we get lost. And Jamie probably. We call Jamie and say, Jamie, what do we do now?
Where are we?
And she knows. She just knows.
Yeah.
So
made that trip many times. And the worst was I had 2 tire blowouts on the horse trailer.
Oh.
Like in one trip. Because you know when one goes, they all go.
Yeah, that's right. Because they're all the same age.
yeah.
And you were supposed to replace them about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. We know, Leslie.
So all lanes were expected to be open.
Yes.
On the 15th of this month. So, yep, it's reopened.
Oh,
we're good.
Good
to go.
Because
I've
let
Googled.
Me tell you what happened. When I got there, I didn't know that the road was going to be closed. There was a rock slide that went over all 4 lanes of the highway. That was a major rock slide. And half the mountain came down on the road. They took us on a detour, Leslie, that let me tell you what, we met some of your kinfolk. out in the mountains of Tennessee. This was an hour to go. Literally 5 miles on the highway from one exit to the other took us an hour through the twistiest, windiest roads of the mountains of Tennessee. Some of those people had never seen outsiders before.
Yeah.
And they were all sitting on their porches watching us go by.
What them there's infernal contraptions drive going by the house. That's a car, granddaddy.
Yeah. Do you buy any souvenir meth while you were passing through?
No.
That is not what I expected you to say.
That's not what I mean either.
Better than I expected.
I was expecting moonshine, not meth, but
moonshine. Meth is, you know, it's pretty a bougie up there, you know. Meth is where it's at.
I have to look at
well,
that
I mean, that's where you got to cook it in private.
Actually, it's funny you say that because we have a friend that's a pilot for the air ambulance in Southern Kentucky, and he said 70% of his calls are meth labs.
Wow.
Blowing up.
Yeah. We all saw that show, right? I mean, that's how we all know about meth, right?
Breaking Bad.
Yeah, Breaking Bad. See, Chad made me watch like the first season of that. Woo!
Now we're all meth experts.
I'm the one that lives in the desert. So apparently that's where they really cook the good stuff is in the desert. How are we talking about drugs?
I have no idea how we even got here.
Let's talk about Rolex. Talk about Rolex.
Rolex.
I did remind everybody that at 2 o'clock on Saturday we're going to be meeting, and I told them you were going to have thousands of dollars in prizes to hand out for the trivia that Jamie and I are hosting.
We have so many prizes. Oh my goodness.
Thousands. You can't even focus. You don't even know where you are right now. Are you packed already? Do you have your stuff together? What?
I'm on the packed?
Yeah. Now you guys have a lot of, I mean, this is your week for Eventing Nation. You live, this is your Christmas. Right.
Oh yeah, this is Christmas. Absolutely. We've got I think we've got 5 people going this year. I mean, we're going to be setting it up, knocking it down.
I'm going to see my old co-host Samantha's going to be there. Samantha.
Yeah.
Clark. We're going to try and get her on the air with us one morning. So everybody misses her voice. So we'll try and get
her
on. Oh,
she has the best voice.
Yes, she does. She has the most soothing British voice ever. So, yeah, so we're looking forward to seeing you there and seeing you on Saturday especially.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So now are you guys going to tell everybody what you're going to be doing if they want to follow along at home? You're going to be doing live blogging again?
Yeah, we're going to have live blogs going. We're just going to keep the coverage coming, around the clock as it unfolds. You can follow us obviously on social media too, for just really up to the minute what's going on where, Instagram and Twitter and
just say that the Eventing Nation crew is so dedicated. They are the only ones at the entire park that sit through every dressage test.
Everyone, yep. Yep.
You sound Weird thrilled. even an eventer herself is like, everyone.
Do you guys rotate that job at least for the live vlogging during dressage? Do you rotate?
Oh, man. We let each other. Jenny's pretty hardcore. I mean, she has sat through more dressage tests than I would wish on anyone already in her life. And so she'll be out there ringside, I bet, for the bitter end.
Video coverage, is USEF Network doing the whole thing or what's the story? Do you know?
I believe they're doing the live stream again. Okay. Of the whole thing. It seemed like they did last year. For sure. So I don't know. We'll look into it.
Jennifer, if you could take a look at that. Oh, here, live this week, Rolex Kentucky 3-day event. There we go. And it looks like it's going to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Mm-hmm. So
whole deal. Yeah. So cool. What did we do before live streams?
And this is free, right? You don't have to pay for USEF Network. Am I right about that?
No, I streamed because last year I didn't go and I had to drive to Palm Springs and I streamed it on my phone the entire way and back.
Now, her amazing. Data bill was about $5,000.
I was one of those that got grandfathered into the unlimited plan. So I'm like, cha-ching, watching Rolex live while I'm driving. And I don't even think I had even an account. I just logged onto it.
And yeah. For everybody, too, talking about our meetup a half an hour before the start across country, it looks like they're scheduled at 10 a.m. still. I thought they'd maybe, they're scheduled at 4:30.
Okay, Glenn. We need to learn from last year, though.
Yes.
We need to say which side of the fence we're going to be on.
We'll be on the
red flag or the white flag.
Well, I don't know which is which.
Doesn't matter because they're red or white.
Yeah, but I think we were on the side that was closest to like the park. Not away from the park, closest to the park.
I don't know that that's going to help us much.
I don't know. We'll put Jamie, we'll have Chad put Jamie on his shoulders, and she can yell and scream at everybody to make sure they find us.
Okay.
Will that work, Jamie?
Here's the bad news.
Yeah.
I don't think Chad's going to be able to come now.
Oh, am I going to have to carry you around again?
You can carry Lucas. Okay. I'll be on my own.
Look for Lucas. We'll bring a flag or something. We'll bring something. You'll find us. All right. So that's Rolex talk. Eventingnation.com is where you're going to follow all that. USEF Network. You just Google that and you'll find that as well. But you did have you actually had some things going on at your other websites. Now there's so many of them.
Yes. Yeah, we do. We've got Jumper Nation. We've got Eventing Nation. Jumper Nation, I've been having so much fun with lately, including but not limited to lusting over some of these jump riders' outfits.
I think you're just lusting after jump riders.
I thought she was going to say.
And some jump. Let's be real. one of the consistent ones that I'm consistently like, oh man, why they sure don't sell that at the tax store I go to is Jessica Springsteen's Gucci gear. She's a Gucci equestrian ambassador, and so she's got, you know, like the great big Gucci crest on like everything she owns.
Well, don't we all?
right. I mean, her jacket, her fly bonnet, her I've seen it. I mean, I follow her on Instagram, and it's just all over everything. She's on her horse's blankets, on her saddle pads, on her horses, like stall guards. It's Gucci, Gucci, Gucci. And so I just got kind of curious one day last week and thought, I wonder how much all that Gucci stuff costs.
Oh my God.
I was going to say many aspects of Jessica Springsteen's life that I covet, like, you know, her Olympic gold medal winning horse, her polo player boyfriend. Hi, Nick. Hi, Nick Roldan.
Her rock star dad. Is her boyfriend Nick Roldan? Oh my God.
Did you not know that? Oh my God.
I think I did, but he just smacked me in the face with it right now.
I know. Yeah. They post like ridiculous, adorable photos on Instagram all the time. It makes me sick.
Not that you're stalking her or anything.
Yeah. But not that I'm stalking her. But yes, which is definitely why. So I was like, where is she getting all this Gucci stuff? Like, and how much does that stuff cost? Like, maybe if I saved, maybe I could spend like my tax refund on like a Gucci fly bonnet or something, you know? So I looked it up. I tried looking it up. and I couldn't find her stuff anywhere, like nothing with the crest on it. So I actually called
You did.
And you say, they apologized that Martha they had calling. Discontinued their equestrian collection. That they have a new creative director who'd sort of like been moving away from that direction, although they still have their equestrian ambassadors like Jessica. But they do still have a few items left over from their equestrian collection on the website. There is a rather plain looking, just plain old velvet helmet, that is $1,000.
And it is plain looking.
Yeah, it's just really, I mean, compared to all those flash helmets.
It looks like the AR-8. Like, it looks like the AR-8 from Charles Owen.
Yeah, it has like, it does have like the little Gucci crest button on the side, which I guess is, you know, I guess that's probably worth.
I got a question for you guys. Yeah. Where did the big button on top of helmets start? Why was the big button put on top of helmets in the beginning?
That one still has a big button.
Yeah, it has the huge button on top.
It kind of phased buttons out.
Yeah, I don't know why they start in the first place.
I always would accidentally pull the button off mine. You know, you got to put your hand up there and pops off. Yeah.
I figured it's kind of where all the seams meet, you know, for the stitching. And I thought maybe that was to protect the, I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Focus, though, because okay. First of all, I love the title of this article. Jessica Springsteen's Gucci gear is fabulous and you can't have it. That's my favorite. And oh my God, she's so pretty and her dad is so cool and her boyfriend is so hot. I pretty much hate her just as much as you do. I also
kind of want her to be our best friend.
I want her. She needs to return our calls.
Lady Martha's not good enough for you anymore. You're going bigger now.
You know, maybe now that you're friends with Lady Martha, you're going to walk into a party with Lady Martha and Jessica's going to be there. And she's going to be like, Martha, darling, how are you? And Martha's going to be like, hello, this is my friend Leslie. And you're going to be like, oh, I totally don't know who you are, Jessica Springsteen. Nice to meet you. That's how that's going to happen. Now, what you and I need to do is go to the bottom of this article. And basically, just what we've talked about with the Horse Radio Network is buy a Gucci patch and
yes,
sew it on to your saddle pad. That's it.
They're only $4.
Yeah, I did find some knockoff, you know, Gucci patches, and I think we should absolutely do that.
Made in China.
Yeah, I got no problem with that. the middle C is a little bit off from the rest of the letters. I mean, you know what? Doesn't really matter. Get some $4 patches. We'll put it on. We'll act like we're sponsored.
Yeah,
I love.
Yeah.
You're right there.
Where'd you get your saddle pad? Jessica Springsteen gave it to me because we're like
best friends.
We're so BFFs.
I mean, you could just go get a whole knockoff. You could be sponsored by quote unquote Rolex. You could be sponsored by Lamborghini, like whatever. These patches, you can get a fake patch, just like you can get fake purses and fake watches. You can get, you know, some fake logos for pretty much anything, is what I discovered.
Not that we're advocating it, we're not encouraging it.
I do. I advocate, encourage, go for it.
If anybody wants to make some fake Horse Radio Network patches, we'd be happy to hand them out. Just let me know.
My husband's been to Korea enough to where every purse I have says it's something fancy.
Uh-huh. All right, we're running out of time. We have limited time today. So just real quickly, tell us about this is a follow-up to one we talked about last week.
The lesson.
Hey, just real quick, I have to go because Chili is running around in his paddock and he's going to hurt himself. So I got to go get him.
Okay.
So if I come back. Okay. Bye, Leslie. Okay,
bye.
So this is a follow up from last week.
Yeah. We were having. We celebrated the inaugural international. Lesson Horse Day on April 26th. And we had a essay contest for absorbing prize pack and for people nominating a special lesson horse in their lives for the prestigious title of World's Best Lesson Horse. And we got over 70 entries and we've got the voting open now. So you guys should go check them out. These really are some special horses. Every one of them has a pretty great story and are worth, you know, I wish we could send little trophies to all of them because they all just all
patches. You can send patches to all of them.
Patches.
Gucci
patches.
For everybody.
Aww. Aww,
there are
great
some great
idea.
Stories. I was reading these this morning, and there really are. They're well done. I don't know how you're going to pick a winner.
I know. Yeah. So go put a vote in, and read the stories, and you might giggle a little. Maybe it'll get a little tear in your eye. Just pretty sweet.
Very good. Well, Leslie, as always, thank you so much. We'll see you in a couple days.
Yeah, can't wait. Safe travels.
Horsenation.com, eventingnation.com, jumpernation.com, and whatever other nation you want to type in. Probably Leslie's writing for them some way, shape, or form. But and don't forget to this weekend, and we're going to try and get you on with us during our coverage there, too.
Absolutely.
We'll try and get you to come over for a couple minutes, if you're not busy watching dressage.
Oh, no. You invite me over anytime.
Jenny, I have to go. I'm busy this morning. I can't watch dressage again. I have to get somebody to cover me. See you, Leslie.
Bye.
All right. I had a chance on Friday to catch up with a gentleman, and his name is Dr. Turner, and he's from the Midwest. Of course, Bates Saddles is sponsoring our coverage of Rolex, and I had a chance to catch up with him, and we'll take a listen to this. It was very interesting. He's one of the leading back doctors for horses in the country. Turner on with me, who's one of the most well-known equine vets out in the Midwest and considered one of the top lameness specialists, particularly in the area of horses' backs. Hi, Dr. Turner.
Hello. How are you today?
Good. Now, Bates Saddles and Weatherbeta and Wintech are our sponsor for the Rolex coverage that we're doing this week at Rolex, and we're very excited to have them aboard. They recommended I talk to you because obviously you're kind of a specialist in backs and saddle fit and that kind of thing. How have you found the care panel system and the changeable gullet system to be in helping fit saddles to horses' backs?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Many years ago, and I can't even recall how many years it's been. It's been over 10.
I was going to say it must be over 10. Yeah.
They came to me to discuss, you know, the care panel system and backs, and I was always interested in back issues, and it's like, yeah, I think saddle fit's really important. Now I have to preface with that. At that time, I was a snob. I fully admit being a snob. I liked wool flock saddles. I thought wool flock saddles were the way to go. And talking with people, yeah, I mean, you can do some other stuff, but I thought for rider and horse, getting a wool flock saddle and getting it reflocked on a very regular basis was the smartest way to go. Hence, I had wool custom-made wool flock saddles. So when Bates came to me and they wanted to know if I would study their saddles and look at it, and I said, yeah, I'd be happy to do that. And I wanted to be honest and go, oh, here's my prejudice. And I will test your saddles against my saddles on my horses, that we use every day and we try to keep up with to have the best fit possible. And they were like, okay, we think we can meet that challenge. And I was like going, okay, this is going to be one of those projects. It turns out the sponsor of the project ends up hating me. That was my premise at the time. So I started working with the saddles. Now, after measuring everything and picking the right gullets and everything, but going through a series of saddles, and the three we tested was I tested the close contact, the all-purpose, and the Caprilli dressage saddle. And those are my three main testers. And then I had eight other veterinarians help me look at stuff to look at actual thermal images, looking at the evenness of contact with and without rider, et cetera. So we went through this whole protocol. Make a long story short, is the Bates saddles perform better than my wool flock custom fit saddles, which momentarily upset me because I was like, I pay for this stuff. But it's like, you know, then they started that. Then I got much more interested in all the technology that they were bringing forward, looking at this stuff. And it actually made a terrific amount of sense. Not only does the saddle, an off the rack saddle, putting on any horse, you know, that's always a gamble. Boom. It's the easiest saddle in the world to fit. It fits each and every time. works great. And then you put a rider. And following horses along, riders have a tremendous amount of effect. And what we also learned with the baits is that if riders have an issue and sit a little bit crooked, the air panels take some of that out of it. So they end up helping the horse instead of the rider potentially hindering the horse. And because of all those things is why, yes, I've become a proponent of the baits and Wintec saddles.
And you're not as snobby anymore? Is that what you're saying?
I am not a snob anymore. And matter of fact, the other stuff I learned was, for instance, Wintec is fake leather,
Right.
For my whole life, it's like, I'm sorry, if you don't have leather, I don't want it. But it's like, okay, I used the Wintec saddle and did that. The Wintec became my favorite jumping and cross-country saddle when I was eventing horses. It's the easiest thing in the world to clean. And, riders from time to time have been known to use stick 'em on their britches to help them keep a good seat. And I learned something during a sprinkle in Minnesota during an event is that if your saddle just gets just the teentiest bit wet and you sit in it and it's a Wintec saddle, you will sit in that saddle like glue. You will not move a bit. And I'm like going, oh my God, I need to go look in the mirror and disavow being snob. And, these are terrific saddles and you've got to ride into them. You've got to sit in it, ride in it, and then you fully appreciate it.
Getting back to the care system, too, one of the things you said, we'll wrap up soon, but one of the things you said with the care panel system is that, you were believed that you should get it restuffed and all of that thing. The problem is people don't. They get the saddle and they very seldom have somebody out to adjust the flocking and to do all of that. So what ends up happening, and you see it every day, what ends up happening is they're using a saddle that hasn't been done in 3 years and it's completely changed and is doing the horse no good at all anymore. So they just don't.
No, you're absolutely right. If you look what happens when a horse starts to sweat, I don't care how many pads you got on the horse. The flocking is still going to get, you go through humidity, et cetera, the flocking, that wool inside there is going to get wet, starts to bunch up, and then it bunches up, and then it compacts. Now, it's not as bad as foam. Foam distorts its shape. And, once you buy a foam saddle, unless you replace the whole entire thing, it's done. It's not the same saddle that you bought and had fitted to your horse. And it takes a surprisingly short time for these changes to occur. I've been amazed when you start to keep track of these things.
Well, very good. Well, where can people find you out there in the Midwest?
Well, I have my own specialty practice now. Actually, I just started it. I've been in a multi-person practice, but as I'm coming to the end of my career, I wanted to just be more independent to be able to do more of the other things that I do. And so I'm just having my own sport horse practice. It's called Turner Equine Sports Medicine and Surgery in Minnesota here. And I'm actually all over the Twin Cities. I work out of all the major hospitals here and barns, et cetera, to work on sport horses and deal with all their issues, and especially back problems. Yes, the website is TurnerEquineSportsMed.com.
TurnerEquineSportsMed.com. Well, we hope that you check out Bait Saddles when you're at Rolex, if you're going to be there. If not, you can head over to the website. I'll tell you real quick again. This is what I was told. They're going to be introducing a new beautiful Luxe Leather upgrade on all of the Plus Leather saddles for Baits, the Elevation Plus Bates Isabel and the Bates Mono. So if you're there, you can find those and test them out at the Bit of Britain tent. They will have the testing of them there. They'll be available as a custom order from the factory just for you. And also, if you want to buy a Bates saddle, they'll be available for sale at one of our other sponsors, horselovers.com. Horse Lovers is located in the building where we'll be doing our recording. So all of that's coming up this weekend. If you can't get there, then just look for BatesSaddles.com. We appreciate their support. Well, I don't hear Jamie back, so I'm assuming, Jennifer, that she is out chasing a horse.
She's out chasing Chili. Chili's feeling better. He had a massage.
That's right.
Everything is good.
And Chili is now outside doing this. That's what Chili's doing. Let me go over before we wrap the show today the schedule for the rest of the week. We're going to have a live show for you tomorrow. It's Women in Rodeo, their normal show here, the last Tuesday of the month. They'll be here Wednesday. We have a very special episode that we recorded for you. I got together with Wayne Williams of Speaking of Horses, and we went over to Lynn Palm's place and sat down with Lynn and her husband and some of her team over there at the farm, and got to spend a little over an hour with them. And we're going to be bringing that joint episode to you on Wednesday. It'll also go out in video at Speaking of Horses. Wayne Williams will be putting that out at the same time. And then Thursday, we'll have a Best of Horse Husbands episode, digging back in the vault. I had forgotten that we had Leslie, who was just on. Her horse husband was on Stable Scoop when we did a Horse Husbands episode a couple years ago. So we're going to replay that one just to embarrass Leslie even more. And then Friday, we'll be bringing the show to you from Rolex. So that's what the week looks like. We all hope that you have a terrific week. We're looking forward to meeting a bunch of you this weekend. And I think, rain or not, we always have a good time in Lexington. So you all have a terrific week. And bye, Jamie. She's out running around chasing the horse at this point. You want to say it for her, Jennifer?
Oh, yeah. Have a great weekend. Have a great week, everybody. Stay neuter and geld.
We have to get everything done. We have to get packed.